Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you humbling ourselves as humble as we know how. We ask you for mercy and for grace. Lord, we ask that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and that you will lay your hand upon us. Lord, we need a touch from you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we call on you. We ask that you will stop by and see about us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cover us under your blood and keep us in your protection. Lord, we ask that you will remember us in a special way, that you will bless us right now as we are gathered here together on this broadcast. And for every listener, Lord, we pray a special prayer that you will lay your hand upon them right now. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Move by your spirit, O God. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Send your word, Lord my God. Let your word have free course. We ask, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts and that you will minister unto each and every one of us according as we have need, both spiritually and naturally. We are depending on you, Lord God, and we are looking unto you. We are asking you to take control right now and have your way, Lord. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, for the one out there who is expecting something from you, Lord, something special on today. We pray, Lord, that you will grant it unto them and let it all be done according to your holy will. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. We give you thanks, O God, and we bless your holy name. Lord, we open our hearts today, asking that you will please come into our heart and abide there, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We are looking unto you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. And we ask you, Lord God, to increase our faith. Help us to believe according to your word. Help us, Lord Jesus, help our unbelief. Help us take away our doubts, O God. Take away fear and whatsoever stands in the way. We ask you to remove it right now. And Lord, we pray for all of those who are on the prayer list. And Lord, we ask that you will visit them right now, wherever they may be, that you will grant them their petition. Move according to your will. Move on them right now, one by one and name by name. Those that are sick, Lord, we pray for healing today. Lord God, those that are bound up, we pray for deliverance, O God. Lord, those who are discouraged, we pray for encouragement. Those who are cast down, we pray, Lord, that you will lift them up in the name of Jesus. We believe it, Lord, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We thank you for your mercy, Lord, for grace. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you in advance for our miracles, Lord. We thank you in advance for healing and deliverance. We praise your holy name, and we magnify you, Lord. We ask that you'll accept our prayer and that you'll continue to bless us. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, I give honor to God, amen, who is the head of my life. I bless the name of the Lord. I honor all those to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Our president and Northern District Overseer is Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our vice president District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. Pastor Marshall is also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for blessing us once again. Thank God for this radio broadcast. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in on this afternoon, and we want to extend a very warm welcome to you, and may the Lord bless you greatly. Amen. Praise the Lord. Joining me in this broadcast today is my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who resides in Baltimore, Maryland, and also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond from Camden, New Jersey. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful for this day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. I'm giving God the praise, the glory, and honor because all belong to Him. Amen. And I invite you to join me in lifting up the name of Jesus and giving Him worship and praise. Amen. Because that's where all the blessings flow from heaven above, from the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija if she would read opening scripture and also give a selection. Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle. God bless everybody who may be on the radio line today. I thank God for that opening prayer. Thank God for touching a prayer. At this time, the opening scripture is going to be taken from the 81st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 81st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pot. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it." Thank God for reading of his word. The 81st number of Psalm, the first of the 10th verses. And I just thank God for this broadcast again. I thank God for all things. We're going to sing this song. Amen. What if God is unhappy without praise? What if he is not pleased with the words we say? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from above? What if God is unhappy without praise? What if God is unhappy with the way we live? What if he is not pleased with the way he is? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from above? What if God is unhappy with the way we live? We must change the way we walk. We must change the way we talk. We must live a life that's pleasing to our King. We must read God's holy word. Let his praise be heard. Lord, be pleased. Lord, just be pleased. Lord, just be pleased. is a praise. Oh, I got to change the way that I walk. I want to change the way that I talk. I've got to live a life that's pleasing to my King. I must read God's holy word. Let his praises be heard. Lord, just be pleased. Lord, just be pleased. Lord, just be pleased with my praise. Oh, I change the way that I walk, and I change the way that I talk. I've got to live a life that's pleasing to my King. I must read God's holy word. Let his praises be heard. Lord, just be pleased. Lord, I want you to be pleased. Lord, just be pleased with my praise. Amen. God bless the name of you, Bill.
Praise God. I just thank God for that selection. Thank God for the scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. The 81st number of Psalm. Praise the Lord. God wants us to give our very best. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to lift up his name like never before. And I just thank God because that song is a very timely song. A lot of people are doing things that are not pleasing before the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's time to get right with God. Amen. And what we do, we want the Lord to be pleased with the things that we do and say, the praises that we render. We want that to be acceptable unto God. Amen. We just thank God because God, he will show us exactly what we should do. And we study the word of God, and this is how we learn the ways of God. And we want to please God, because if we don't please him, then we can lose out with God. But Evangelist May is on the line. She's going to bring the word on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Khadijah, and she is such a great blessing, and I thank God for her and all that she does to assist in the ministry. Praise the Lord. God will give you someone to help you out in the ministry, and she's been a great blessing. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that scripture that was read. And it starts off saying, sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Praise the Lord. And for those of you who are trying to sing kind of soft, you need to open up your mouth and sing aloud unto the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. We ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, the God of Jacob. Amen. Praise the Lord. We, with our music, we need to blow up the trumpet. Hallelujah. We need to really put the best forth for God. Whatever you do, just give God your very best. Don't draw back. Don't hold back. Because we really don't know when our last time is going to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to give the Lord all that we can give, holding nothing back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't try to save it up for later, but give it to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just thank God because God is really doing great and mighty things. And without further ado, I would like to introduce to you our speaker for this afternoon. She is a great speaker. Praise the Lord. She is a licensed field evangelist of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God in Camden, New Jersey, our headquarters church. Praise the Lord. And she believes in telling it the way God gives it. So as she comes forth, we ask that you will pray for her, that the Lord will speak and that he will use her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that the word of God will have free course. So at this time, the next voice you'll hear is Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you will send your word, send thine anointing, have thine own way, let thy will be done. Let your word touch some heart, break up some stony heart, that someone will give their life unto you. Be for us to say, oh my God, we pray that you have your way, let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to go to the word of God from the book of Exodus. That is the book of Exodus. And we're going to begin reading with the sixth verse, reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Also, Genesis, the 50th chapter, and the 24th verse. And I'll be reading from Genesis first. And Joseph, brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old. And they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. And going over to Exodus, the first chapter, and the sixth, and Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. Now, Joseph had brothers. He had 11 brothers. It was 12 of them altogether. Reuben was one of them, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. They were all Joseph's brothers. But Joseph died, and all of his brethren died, and all that generation that was with him during that time, that generation died. And the Bible says, and the children of Israel were fruitful, increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. This king that rose up was a new king. He didn't know Joseph, and he wasn't acquainted with his ways. Mind you, all that generation had died. But the Bible says in the 8th verse, now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when they falleth out any war, when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Now, Joseph was the son of Rachel and Jacob, and he was the favorite son of his father. Now, he was taken Egypt and put in bondage. But God had a plan. God worked everything out that Joseph became second in command under the king. But now, mind you, this king died. He died too. And this new king rose up, which was of a new generation. And my topic today is the new generation, the new generation. You know, we are living in times now where people want to be modern, updated, the world. But I believe in that old-fashioned, old-time holiness.
Yes.
We are living in this time where the people, they want to be modern. They want to be accustomed to the things of this world. But the Bible tells me, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you unto myself. We have to come out from amongst the world and strive to try to be like God. I don't want this new modern religion. We got to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Not just religion, but the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death.
Amen.
I want to be a part of the old generation, that chosen generation that God has called out. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 32 and 5, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. The new generation, they're not acquainted with God. They don't know the Lord. Or you have some professing, but not possessing.
Amen.
They're saying that they are saved, they've been converted, sanctified, and have the Holy Ghost, but there's no sign. The Holy Ghost comes with a sign. The Bible said, and these signs shall follow them. They shall raise it, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So we have to be sure that we have one of the signs of the Holy Ghost. They shall speak with new tongues. That's another sign. We have to be changed in our minds, our hearts, our souls must be changed. We have to be born again. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 11 and 34, it says, be ye holy, for I am holy. God is your church, a holy people. We got to come out from among them and be separate. Separate ourselves from the world. Set ourselves apart from the world. Cleanse ourselves. It is a separation from the secular and the sinful setting. We set ourselves apart for a sacred purpose for the Lord. We have to be holy unto God, because in that day, there will be bells on horses crying, holy, holy unto the Lord. So therefore, we must be holy. We can't afford to be caught up with this new generation, with this modern way of serving the Lord. People don't want to be saved like they should be saved. They don't want to give up the world. They don't want to give up their ways. They want to continue with the worldly ways, but not live according to the word of God. The Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word dwelt among us. So in the beginning was the word, and the word is not going to change for none of us. It's not going to change. Doesn't matter what title or what position we may hold, God's word is not going to change. It remained the same forever. And he said, before one jot or one tittle of my word fell, heaven and earth shall pass away. God knows we have to stay in the word of God. We have to let the word of God dwell in us richly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be holy unto the Lord. The Bible says in St. Matthew 3 and 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We got to have the Holy Ghost. It's more than a dance. It's more than a shout. But we have to have God's divine spirit living down on the inside. And when he's on the inside, he will quicken you, quicken your mortal body.
Yes.
The Bible said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. You and he will cause you to come alive. Whereas you were dead in your sins, the Holy Ghost will quicken you and cause you to come alive. I thank God today. I thank him for his precious word. God, God is a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a merciful God.
Yes.
We have to learn to take God's word and do according to his word. This new generation, they don't want to become subject to the word of God. They don't have that faith that God is requiring. The Bible said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you and suffer you? This generation doesn't want to suffer. The new generation tolerate anything. They don't want to put up with anything. They don't want to endure anything. But we got to be its soldiers, willing to endure our test, willing to do things. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:1, he that suffered in the flesh has peace from sin. God knows that if we suffer down here, the Bible is telling us in the flesh we have ceased from sin. But this new generation is carnal minded, clean as the Bible tells us to be carnally minded is death. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there's among you Indians, this new generation has fights, divisions, Indians, murder, lying, deceit. Hallelujah. But we, the people of God that have been born again, that have been chosen and called by God, I say we are the chosen generation of God. He has called us out of darkness into that marvelous light. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:9, said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. Holy nation. It says a peculiar people, that ye should shoot forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Thank you.
We which were in time past, we were not even a people, but now we are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy. We didn't even obtain mercy. We didn't have no mercy from God. But now that the Lord has chosen us and called us out, we have obtained mercy. And I thank God for the mercy, because it was not the Lord had to save us, but he had mercy on us. And I thank him for the mercy. The Bible said in John 14:5, for God is in the generation of the righteous. God is in the generation of the righteous. This new generation, hallelujah, God is not in it. He's not in this modernistic generation.
My God.
People want to do the things that are of the world and follow the worldly ways. God is not pleased with it. He is not pleased. He wants us to be holy. He called us to be holy. He called us to come out of the world. He called us because he loved us, and he wants us to be a righteous generation, a chosen generation. I just thank God for his word, because God is great, and he is giving us this opportunity to receive this mercy that he has bestowed upon the people. God's mercy is everlasting to everyone that fears his name. If we fear his name and keep his commandments, God will show mercy unto us.
Amen.
But we deny the mercy of God. We deny the word of God. God knows we are just fooling ourselves. We are on our way down and not up. I thank God for his word. God is a good God. He said in his word in Exodus, and ye shall be in. He said, ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. This is what God said in Exodus 19 and 6. He said, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And that's what God is calling to me. He's calling to the people to be a holy nation. God is able to save you. He's able to forgive you. You got to have a mind to be willing to come out from amongst them and to be separate. That's what God is calling for. I thank God for his word. His word is precious in our sights. At this time, I'm turning the service back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful and timely message coming through Evangelist Maybel Edmond. She did preach under the anointing, and she preached out of her soul, praise be to God, talking about the new generation. Amen.
Yes.
God is calling us to be holy. Amen. We are a very people to the Lord, and God is a holy God, and he wants holy children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. These things that are going on today, people are trying their best to slip in some things that are not like God. They're
Amen.
Trying to make it okay to do this. It's all right to do that. But we need to get on back to the old time way.
Amen.
Praise be to God. We need to turn now and go on back to the old time way. The way
Amen.
It used to be when we used to sing till the
yes,
power
yes.
of
Thank
the Lord
you.
Would come down. We would sing
yes,
until
yes.
the presence of God would move.
Hey,
hallelujah. Thank
oh,
you,
glory.
Jesus. Somebody in the midst who was sick, glory to God, they were made whole right there in the service.
Thank you.
The old time way. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
I take the old time way anytime. This
yes.
new generation, they want to just get by with anything. But, you know, God is not accepting just any old thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we got to give God our all. We have to give
yes.
him our best. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for that beautiful message. It surely did stir my soul. Amen. And it touched my heart.
Amen.
Glory to God. At this time, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And any of you who have strayed and gotten off track and kind of slacked up, we're going to pray that the Lord will help you to get back to the old time way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't accept all this new stuff that's going on. It's not right. But let us get back to the way God wants us to be, the praises that we render. Because some people will say, oh, it doesn't take all of that, and you don't have to do this or that. But I want to encourage you to do all of that and more. Hallelujah. Because we want God to be pleased. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy and for grace. We thank you for your word on today. And, oh, God, we thank you for the messenger. Lord, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Jesus, for everyone who's listening right now. Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you will move by your power, that you will help us, Lord, to draw nigh unto you, to get closer to you, Lord Jesus, to walk upright before you and to speak the truth in our hearts. Lord God, help us to be pleasing in your sight. Help us, Lord, to live according to your commandments. Help us, Lord Jesus, to come before you, Lord, humbling ourselves and seeking guidance on a daily basis. Lord, we want to please you, but we can't do it of ourselves. We need you to help us, O Lord. For, Lord, we are weak, and we need you to strengthen us. We need you, Lord, to build us up where we're torn down. Lord, we need you to increase our faith. Lord, we need a touch from you right now. Have mercy upon us and help us, Lord. Send your holy angels to be encamped all about us, Lord Jesus, to protect us, oh God, in a time of temptation, to strengthen us that we yield not to temptation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to pray even more. And we ask yes. you, Lord, to put the prayer in our heart. Oh God, put the words in our mouth. Because yes, we don't Lord. Know what to pray for as we ought. Lord, you know what each one of us stands in need of. And we're depending on you and we're looking unto you. And we ask you, Lord, right now to save those who are desiring to be saved, those yes, who are seeking their deliverance, seeking for the Holy Ghost. Lord, send the Holy Ghost right now and let them be filled with the Holy Ghost, and let the signs follow in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, and there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, Lord God, we pray right now that you will reach that one with the hard heart, with the stony heart, and take out that stony heart and put a heart of flesh in them in the name of Jesus. Break it up right now, God, and prick the heart to repentance. We know you're able, Lord Jesus, and we're looking unto you. We are depending on you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will have mercy. We pray, Lord, even for the new generation, that you will reveal yourself to them, that they may get to know you for who you are, Lord, and that you will save their souls, that you, oh God, protect their minds. Don't let the enemy steal their minds, oh God. Don't let the enemy destroy their lives. But Lord, we pray that you will spare them in the name of Jesus, and that you will set them apart on divine use, that you may use them, oh God, even the youth, Lord Jesus. We pray for them right now. Don't let the enemy destroy their lives. But, Lord, preserve them, that you may have your way in their lives, that yes, you will Lord. Raise them up, Lord, to be warriors for you, to be in your army, oh God. Oh, Lord, be merciful right now. And, Lord, we pray for those who are sick. We ask you, Lord, to visit them wherever they are right now, whether they be in the hospital or in their own home or someplace else. Wherever they are, God, we ask for divine intervention, that you will make your holy visitation, that you will raise them up right now and make them whole, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will heal them of all of their diseases, yes, whatever Lord. The condition is in their body. Make them whole, ever with whole, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, be merciful. Have your own way, Lord Jesus. Remember those who are incarcerated. We pray, Lord, that you will visit them, oh, my God, and that you will make yourself known unto them.
Yes,
that you
Lord
will
Jesus.
Save their souls, oh, God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and send deliverance in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. And we are asking you to please, Lord, bless abundantly with the blessing that we stand in need of. And
yes.
Lord God, for those things that I didn't say in this prayer,
Lord, we know that you know all things. And whatever it is I may have forgotten to pray about, Lord, I ask that you'll remember and that you will bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to keep our minds focused. Help us, Lord, to look to you throughout the course of this week. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be holy. Help us to be righteous. Help us, Lord, to be all command us to be. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for your patience. Oh, Lord, we thank you for hearing us and for answering, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We thank you for what you're doing right now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for what you're about to do. We give you glory and honor, and we bless your holy name. Lord, we magnify you, and we lift you up. Lord God, we sing praises unto you because you've done so much for us.
Thank you,
Jesus. We cannot pay you, Lord, but we can give praise to your name. Oh, blessed Savior, we bless your holy name, and we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for this prayer and for this broadcast. And for all the listeners, Lord, oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God once again for that beautiful, inspiring message. Just want to say to Evangelist May to be encouraged. Keep preaching the word of God, and she just really brought that out so beautifully, and I thank God for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we serve the Lord, and some of us may have family that go down the generations, and if we don't pass this knowledge on down to them, they'll be just like in the part of the new generation who do not know God.
Glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Like Joseph, he knew God, and that king at the time knew of Joseph's God. Hallelujah. And God had blessed in such a great and mighty way. But when they passed away, some new people came along that didn't know God like Joseph knew, nor that king. And things just began to go from bad to worse. Hallelujah, praise be to God, until it got to a point where there was somebody who did know about God and who was praying to God. But it took a long time for deliverance to come. Amen, praise the Lord. So if you're in church, and you have grandchildren, great-grands, pass it on down to them. Amen. Teach them the ways of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Train them up in the way they should go, like the Bible says. And when they're old, it won't depart from them. Amen. Put that word in them. Keep that word in them. And once again, we just thank God for the great word of God. Amen. It's something in the Word of God for everyone. And now, at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the Word coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about the new generation. And I began to listen, and she was saying how they are not acquainted with God, and that's so true. Even, you know, even in the scripture as well, as with people today, it seems like they're okay with having a form of godliness, denying the power. They're okay with that because they want to be modern. And I also believe there's nothing wrong with old time holiness. But like Van Mabel began to talk about, people there, so they want to be modern so bad that they're okay with not even having the Holy Ghost. But I would rather be called by God than to be, you know, to have money and, you know, fame and fortune, but people are backward these days. And I think that should begin to speak about Joseph. And even in the scriptures where Joseph, he began to tell his brethren that that God would bring them out of that land and into the land which he swore unto their fathers. So he prophesied way back before everything had even happened. And he told them when it happened, you know, bring my bones out of this land too. And, you know, it was a very timely message, Evangelist Miguel began to preach, because time is running out. We're, you know, Jesus, he's soon to come. All the signs that are following, that have happened, even in St. Matthew 24 chapter, these, the signs, they're being fulfilled.
Amen.
And the word of God is being fulfilled, and he is Jesus. He's soon to come. And I, even when I was a child, back when I was a one-year-old child, and, you know, from the time I can remember, I've heard it preached that Jesus is soon to come. They, I mean, and back in the day, they used to preach like he was coming tomorrow. I was afraid to go to sleep at night because they would preach about death coming into your life.
Right.
And I mean, they made that the fear of God was in the place, in the house of God. That's where it was. That's where it resided. And when we came there, we wanted to be right, you know, to present ourselves before God. That's how it was when I was younger. But now, you know, it's, you know, we're in a different era, it seems now. And people have lost the fear of God. But God is able. I don't want to be carnal-minded, you know, because that's, and like I said, these people, they're seeking these things, the fame, the fortune, the modernness, but it's temporal. It's not going to last. But the Holy Spirit is a keeper, and he can keep us until it's time for Jesus to come back and the promise is fulfilled to us. That's eternal. But these things are temporal. That's what people are going after because they can see it. That popcorn generation, they call it. That instant gratification, because they see what they want and they want what they see, and it's, they want it right now. Mm-hmm. They don't have the patience to wait. Mm-hmm. But I believe the Bible, the scripture lets me know, in your patience possess your souls. He's coming back. He's coming back. And Vance Maybell, you keep on preaching the word of God, letting the Lord have his way. Thank God for the radio ministry. Thank God for you also, Vance. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadijah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, that word really did stir up my soul. Glory.
Amen. Mine too.
I tell you, it's time now. If you're ever going to do anything for the Lord, you need to do it now.
Praise God.
I just feel pressed in my spirit to do as much as I possibly can for the Lord. Amen. And the main thing is to get the word of God out.
Amen.
Get that word out there so people can hear and have the same hope. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Amen. The Lord, he wants everyone to be saved. And
Amen.
He makes it possible that we can hear his word and have that opportunity to live for him, that we might
Amen.
Be saved. Amen. Praise be to God. So I just have a couple of announcements that I would like to make. Praise the Lord. Again, if anybody tuned in afterwards, this is Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, and we air, we go on the air every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And if you desire to reach out to us, you can send a text or you can call and leave a prayer request by voicemail by dialing 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410
609-7503. You're welcome to reach out to us. Amen. And also, if you would like to reach us by email, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And we will gladly get back to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, you can dial into the broadcast on Friday evenings and Sunday afternoon by dialing 319-527-6763. You can also listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. The one is spelled out, O-N-E. Again, you can listen online if you desire by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School, and you'll see the broadcast in the upcoming list. So again, we thank God for each of you. We thank God for your prayers and your support, for your encouragement. And I'm feeling more and more like doing a work for the Lord. Praise God. I might not be able to travel all around at this time, but thank God we can still get the word of God out by radio. It's a blessing indeed. Praise the Lord. And any other announcements, anything I might have overlooked?
Anyone? Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'd like to ask the church and the believers in Christ to pray for one of our sisters that passed away. Pray for her family, Sister Maria. She was coming to church with Evangelist Jones, and mm-hmm. she passed away. Mm-hmm. So we want to pray for the family. I know mm-hmm. they're going through it the way everything happened, but I know God is able to take them through. So let's pray for them.
Amen. Yes, let's keep the family in prayer. Praise God. And we are also praying for everyone on the prayer list. Anyone that need to be added on, please reach out to us and let us know so we can pray for them also. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God once again for this radio broadcast. And now we'll be favored with a selection from Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you. I also wanted to mention that if anybody wants a copy of tonight's, this afternoon's message, you can go to that same website that Evangelist Tommy mentioned earlier, the My King's Title One website, and there listed all of the messages from when you first started this broadcast up until today. They're all listed on that website as well. Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Yes, if you desire a copy of the show, you certainly are welcome to go to the website and listen to the recorded broadcast. All of the broadcasts are recorded. Amen. Praise the Lord. So instead of that song, we're just going to give it over to Evangelist May for last sayings. And we don't necessarily need a dismissal, but if you want to do one.
Praise the Lord. We are lively stones in the building.
Amen.
We built a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. And wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Jesus is that precious stone that the builders rejected. Look to Jesus, because his word will never change. God bless you.
Amen. Praise be to God. So this does conclude our radio broadcast for this afternoon. And I just want to say to you, take the word of God in and apply it to your life and live by it. And throughout this week, just reflect on the word of God that you have heard today. And I encourage you to continue to seek the Lord and continue in prayer. And we ask for your continued prayers. We thank God for you. We love each and every one of you. And may God bless you. And now that concludes our radio broadcast for this afternoon. Praise the Lord. Go out and show some love to your fellow man. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Thank God for Evangelist May once again. Thank you, Jesus.